Hi, it's Hillary, Lady A.
Hey there.
It's so good to talk to you.
Oh, it's good to talk to y'all.
I know Mindy won't take any offense to this because she probably feels the same way, but it's so nice to talk to somebody other than Mindy.
Correct. Exactly. I'm glad to have another female voice.
Yeah. It's crazy around here because there's nobody here at our studios except Mindy and I. We're the only jocks that still come in. And there's nobody up in the business department, sales department.
Yeah, it's a ghost town.
So it's great having somebody else on.
Oh, well, I'm so excited to talk to y'all. And I had to sneak away and hide in my car to get on the phone because all my little girls are awake and just running around. And they found me.
Yeah.
I'm
like,
Mom, come
looking
play
out the window. And I'm like, they're circling the car and everybody's safe, obviously. But I'm like, if I don't make eye contact, will they know that I'm here?
Believe it or not, I used to do that with job interviews. So, like, a lot of times they would book the job interview during work hours. And so I'd have to sneak off into my car. And then, like, other employees would walk out into the parking lot. I would just, like, try to avoid eye contact with them.
Just my buddy John.
Right.
On the
right.
Yeah.
Well, Mom, I'll be home a little bit later on. So how are you coping with isolation?
You know what? I'm so grateful to just be surrounded by my family. You know, as I jokingly say, you know, I'm hiding in my car. I will say it's been precious time with them day in and day out to see just the little changes and the growth that they're having every day. And, you know, I have three daughters. My oldest will be 7 in the summer, and then my twin girls are 2. And so they're just at ages that are just really fun. They're really, you know, crazy and full of energy and love to run and keep us busy, but knock on wood, getting along really well. We haven't dealt with any injuries or, you know, not too many timeouts. So it's been good, but I am ready to, gosh, to hug my friends.
Yeah.
Right.
And I will say I will never take for granted a live show and performing on a stage ever again.
Right.
You know, I look back over the course of our career and I'm like, there have been so many days where I've either been like, you know, dealing with being pregnant and sick or just being tired or just not feeling it, maybe having an off day. And those memories that I look back on, I'm like, you know what, from this day forward, from this season on that we've been in, like, I will never regret.
I'm naturally an introvert, and I was going through my Instagram a couple of days ago, and I was just looking through like all the concerts we've hosted, and we've been on stage in front of people, and you know, like being an introvert, you know, I've kind of liked a little bit of the quarantine stuff and just staying in, but I looked back at those photos, and I was like, man, that was fun. And I can't wait to be able to do that again.
On the flip side, Hillary, I'm the complete opposite, and I'm going insane.
Yeah. Have you done a lot of, like, video performances, like stream performances and stuff?
We've been pretty busy. We've been, I think, as productive as we can be in the midst of all of this. I've never been more thankful for just technology. And when we got asked to be a part of the ACM special, you know, Dave was like, hey, I know this mic. It plugs into your phone. I'm overnighting it to your house.
Oh,
and
cool.
So we've had this microphone that integrates, you know, seamlessly into our phones that we've been able to, you know, film ourselves and get good audio. And just being able to, you know, go, I think about if this had happened 15 years ago, even with where technology was then, we would be even more isolated than we are now.
Oh, and,
absolutely.
And just, as much as we complain about always having our phones and, like, you know, needing to put them away when we go to dinner with friends or whatever, it's like, these are the times where I'm so grateful that we have them.
Yeah, well, and speaking of, you know, we kind of have our own concert series that we're doing. It's called Concerts from Your Couch. And just want to let you know, you have an open invitation if you want to be a part of it. And you can even have the kids on if you want to help you perform and all that stuff.
It's a lot of nursery rhymes right now.
Yeah.
Would that be okay?
You know what?
Be pretty awesome, actually.
I think people would enjoy it.
Yeah, just kind of getting a look inside what goes on in Hillary's house.
Oh, man. It's a lot of nursery rhymes in this little light of mine.
Awesome. Well, no pressure, but you do have an invitation, and Your guy Andrew hit us up telling us about Champagne Nights and said yes. that you're pretty excited about that.
Oh my gosh, we're so excited. And it's one of those things that, you know, I feel like it's just, it's representative of the season we're in of like just pivoting, doing something unexpected because the, you know, the response from the show and this song has just been so huge. And we just feel in the times we're in, like just a fun song to be able to dance around in your living room to, you know, I don't know about y'all, but it's like where the coffee stops and like the cocktails begin. It's kind of blurry.
That's my life.
So this is the perfect song for that transition time in the day, you know.
That's fantastic.
So I found it on Spotify. It's everywhere, right? Like you're able to stream it just about anywhere?
Yeah, yeah, it's everywhere. And there's a video that we did all kind of, you know, in our self-quarantine. You see a pretty amazing cameo with my husband and my baby sister. They're in these like bubble suits. It's hilarious. But yeah, we just, it's really, we made the best of it. We had planned to do a full video in Nashville, but it got canceled with the social distancing and what was safest for everyone. So we pivoted, which is my favorite Friends episode, if any of you are Friends fans. And
pivot! Pivot!
Pivot! Pivot! and we did something else that we're honestly really happy with how it turned out. It turned out really fun.
Cool. Let's get that up on the Facebook page today.
Please do.
We'll do that. And man, it's always fun talking to you. I know last time we talked, everybody from the band was in a different area. Like somebody was, I think, out in Hawaii.
Yeah, some beach.
And so
that's when Charles was in the Bahamas.
Yeah, the Bahamas.
That's where it was.
Yeah, we kept hearing like the rooster crowing. We're like, seriously, like rub it in.
I remember getting off the call though last time, and I was just like, you know, the whole band was cool. And then I mentioned to Mindy, I was like, man, like Hillary gets it. Like she's pretty funny at times, and you know, just really enjoyed talking to you. So.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I've loved chatting with y'all, and we're gonna get through this. Let's just stay safe and take care of each other, take care of ourselves, and we'll be together soon. I know, I believe it with my whole heart.
Yep. Do all that and stream Champagne Nights.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Hillary.
Yeah. Hey,
tell the rest of the band thank you, too.
You, too. Stay safe out there.
Thank you. Y'all, too.